So I finally was able to find a copy of the Bruce Dickinson interview I did back in August 18th of 1998. This is when A Chemical Wedding had just come out. They hadn't even sent copies to radio yet, so I didn't know much about the record. I asked him more probably about Accident of Birth than A Chemical Wedding. As you'll hear, I sound very nervous. I think that's understandable. It was Bruce Dickinson. All in all, not a bad interview. I've been looking for this forever. It was completely lost, and I don't usually lose things. I generally have copies of all this stuff, and I had found out a few years ago this interview, the print version, even though it was no longer up on any of my sites, was up all over the internet, was quoted on Wikipedia, was just translated into a bunch of different languages, and I felt I really wanted to put the actual audio interview up, so I've cleaned it up now that I found it, and I found it totally on accident. I looked through every cassette I could find, and I couldn't find it, and one day I had this little pile I needed to sort through, and as I'm sorting through it, one of them was labeled Bruce Dickinson Interview. So, this is what you got here. So, from 1998, as I said, take it as you will.
Hi there, my name is Bruce Dickinson. You're listening to Last Exit for the Lost on WVBR, and you have a very chemical good evening.
Cool. Okay, you have a new album coming up.
Damn right.
When's it going to be out?
It's going to be out September the 15th, Tuesday, September the 15th, on CMC. It's called The Chemical Wedding.
Okay, and what, this is your, how many solo albums now?
Number six.
Wow. Okay, and how'd your last one do?
Last one in America did about 100,000 albums.
Better or worse than Europe?
Europe. We pretty much doubled sales in Europe. We trebled sales in America. So I was a happy bunny. You know, everything's going really, really well. And you know, this one, the reviews we've been getting in Europe and the whole vibe has just been incredible.
Is it out in Europe yet?
14th of September it's released in Europe. But I mean, all the journalists, all the journos and everybody over there have already got copies and stuff, so they're all, you know, spinning it and playing and stuff, so I guess, you know, you could get some views on it on the internet or something. If you don't have a copy, huh?
I've heard one song.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Yeah, we've been getting great reviews. I mean, people are just blown away by it.
Cool. Do you think that the music scene in Europe is much different than it is here?
In some ways, yeah, in some ways. I think in America, though, things happen a lot faster, and once the process of change gets started, it continues and just eats up everything in its path very quickly. However, that will most probably work in the favor of metal bands, I think, because I think metal is coming back now. And it's really starting to gather pace. There's really some momentum behind the whole thing now.
How do you feel about the way people won't call it metal anymore, but we'll call it things like aggro rock and loud rock, and we'll avoid the label metal as if it's a...
They're just scared of being unhip, you know, and I'm not scared of being unhip because I've always been unhip, so it's metal.
Okay. Who wrote, who's in the band this album? Who wrote the stuff with you?
Well, it's the same band as was on the last album, the same touring band as was on the last tour. Adrian Smith, Roy Z on guitars, Eddie Kassir and Dave Ingrams on bass and drums. And the album was produced by Roy Z in all the same studios that we did the last one. The only difference is the songs are different, the music's different, and it's heavier, like a lot heavier, the whole album.
Really? Are they going to be any light songs like on the last one?
Nope.
Oh, none at all.
None at all. The album is unrepentantly, totally heavy, start to finish.
Hmm. Are you still going to have the puppet involved in some way? Is he going to be a mascot?
No, it's too heavy for the puppet. the puppet didn't make it on the cover. It's too heavy for the puppet, this stuff. So what we've got on the cover is artwork by an English eccentric poet and painter called William Blake. And the paintings are all around 200 years old, and they're scary.
Hmm. Okay. I heard a rumor that someone actually stole your puppet while you were on tour. Is that true?
Not while we were on tour. They stole him the night before he was supposed to be in a video.
Ah.
But what we've done is we've gone in and we had a replacement made.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a replacement made for Le Puppet. And we took him on tour with us. And in fact, I think what we might end up doing is when we shoot some videos this time, we might use him in some of the videos.
Hmm. What songs did you do videos for last time?
We did videos for Accident of Birth and for Road to Hell, and there's also one for Man of Sorrows.
For what?
Man of Sorrows.
Oh, Man of Sorrows.
Yeah.
What... Your lyrical inspiration on the last one, it seems very occult bent.
Oh, yeah, it's even more on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this one's totally about alchemy.
Hmm.
This one is about alchemy, and alchemy, and specifically the poetry of William Blake, which was very, very much based on the philosophy of alchemy. So, yeah, I mean, even more so on the new record.
Is this something that you have a... deep interest in, or just like a passive, you read a lot so you know what you're talking about type of interest?
It's one I read a lot so I know a bit of what I'm talking about kind of interest.
Ah. What was Man of Sorrows about?
Man of Sorrows was about the young Aleister Crowley.
Ah.
Aleister Crowley as a boy, and what kind of feelings turn a, 12-year-old boy into... what inspires a 12-year-old boy to make a life choice? You know, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be the Antichrist,
Yeah, I noticed a lot of Crowleyisms in there. I wasn't sure if that's what you were...
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about Accident of Birth?
Accident of Birth is about the family from hell, except they're in hell, and one of them has accidentally been born. And they want him back. And he doesn't want to go. For all the same reasons that, hey, you wouldn't want to go back to your family if, they were a pain in the ass. So he doesn't want to go back to his family. Okay, so they're in hell. That makes a little difference, too.
So, what are some of the new songs about, besides the general alchemy theme?
Well, I basically wrote the songs about, you could say each song was about, has a sort of a frame in which it operates, but the first song is about fear, the second song is about tragedy, the third song is about union, the fourth song, I need the album in front of me, but basically it's things like that. You could pick a theme or a topic for each song and say that's kind of what the song's about, and then you put it in a frame. How do we tell that, how do we express that word in which story? For example, one of the songs about failure, and the song is called The Trumpets of Jericho, and the story of the Trumpets of Jericho in the Bible, the walls fall down when the tribes of Israel walk around the city and blow their trumpets, except in this song they don't. It doesn't work. They did. You've done everything right. Everything's cool, but the wall's still standing. So what do? How do you face up to that fact? And it's all part of the whole alchemy thing. It's what were the alchemists trying to do? They were trying to achieve something that was virtually impossible. They spent their whole lives trying to do it, and all of them failed. It seems, pretty damn nearly all of them failed. So what does that feel like, and how does that work? And why keep carrying on? So that's the way that the songs kind of work. You don't have to go into them in all this detail. You can just sit back there and let it hit you over the head like a sledgehammer, because the album works as just a really heavy album. But it's all there if you want to dig through the words.
Hmm. So I assume you're much happier now than when in the last few albums from Iron Maiden?
Oh, I'm not going to go anywhere and start making comments on Maiden and stuff. It's, you know, there's too much respect between, you know, the guys in Maiden and me and the guys in Maiden, so I don't kind of, you know, I don't go there.
Well, I mean, you're going more in what you're doing now sounds completely different than the last few Maiden albums.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
And is this more what you wanted to do?
Oh, this is what I'm doing, so I think you could probably say this is what I wanted to do.
Okay, good point. And you still get along with those guys?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. And one of the reasons that we both get along with each other is that, you know, we've both kept this kind of good respectful distance about, you know, commenting on each other's stuff and things like that. You know, it's we all have to live in the same universe, and we share the same management, you know. So, you know, it's a bit like being divorced and we're still sharing the same bathroom.
Okay, would you ever tour with them?
With my solo band?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think that would just be setting up, like a bunch of negative, you know, that would be setting up journalists to make negative comments every which way. Because it's what journalists do, generally. It's what they like to do. So I don't think it would benefit either band.
I see. Okay. Did you do an original song for the ECW album?
No, we didn't. No, we did. We were asked to do a song, and it was "The Zoo" by the Scorpions.
Oh, so you did a cover?
Yeah, that's what we were asked to do.
Oh. Okay, but it's not on the album.
I don't know.
No, I mean, it's not on your album.
No, not at all, no.
Huh.
No cover songs in our record.
Okay. But you did record that for the ECW.
Yeah, we recorded "The Zoo," yeah. But it was actually just me and Roy did that, because everybody else had gone home.
Okay. Are you a fan, or did you just get asked to do it by the company?
We got asked to do it, but, you know, I may have to get in touch with my old mate Thunderstick from Samson, because he's a bodybuilder now. You know, he's pretty bulked up, and he still wears the mask. You know, so, I mean, I may have to get him in the ring with a few of these guys, because he could teach him a thing or two, you know? I'm throwing down the gauntlet, yeah, as if anybody's interested.
Okay, do you have any other projects going at the moment?
No, I've got just that the Chemical Wedding is it, big time. Occupying most of my waking hours, such as they are.
Are you going to be writing any more books?
Not as long as I'm making these records, and as long as I'm doing world tours and promo tours and God knows what else.
I see. You're going to be touring the States this time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We start a world tour the end of October, well, middle of October here in Europe, and then that'll go to Christmas in Europe, and then we start in Japan. And as soon as we can get the right tour arranged, which hopefully is going to be February or March, we'll be out in the States, because we had just a great time the last time we came out, and which was on Accident of Birth for 6 weeks, doing kind of headlining, but headlining clubs, and we had such a blast. I mean, this time we want to get with the program here and get in front of some larger audiences, and, you know, get on a package or something like that.
Any preference who you'd like to tour with? Who do you think?
I like to tour with? Oh, I think Black Sabbath would be good, don't you?
Well, yeah.
along with everybody else on the planet. You know.
But no specific preference besides that? No bands you're really into at the moment?
Well, we'd just have to see what the package was, you know. We'd have to see what came our way, really, and what the vibe was and things.
What kind of stuff do you listen to?
Everything from Fear Factory to Garbage to Neil Young.
Nice diverse taste. Anything that's in your favorites at the moment?
New Garbage record, Monster Magnet, Power Trip, New Fear Factory, Cradle of Filth, and a Norwegian band called Dimmu Borgir. Very good.
Yeah, they're on Nuclear Blast.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, very diverse taste. Well, anything else you want to say about the new record?
No, it's fantastic. Go buy it. Listen to it two or three times before you even say anything. Because it takes two or three times. And I reckon a really good, once you're comfortable with it, a really good experience is headphones, darkened room, and listen to the whole thing start to finish.
Okay.